We have in studio with us Keith Smith, the producer of the radio program, and we've been here talking together about ministry, about the origins of solid ground, and today we're going to be focusing on the importance of doctrine. So welcome to the program today, Keith.
Well, it's great to be here, and we'll hit you right away with the first question, which is, why is doctrine important? I know that there are many people who feel like, well, all I need is a relationship with the Lord, and I pray, and you know, sometimes I read my Bible, but why do I need to learn all the doctrine and systematic theology and all of these big words? Why is that important for me?
Well, if you've been listening to the program, you've noticed that we focus in detail on doctrine. We take one doctrinal issue and look at it for 5 days or maybe even for a couple of weeks, just focusing on what the Bible teaches on that subject. And sometimes people make the foolish comment, you know, I don't need doctrine, I need Jesus. Or I don't need doctrine, I have the Bible. Well, the word doctrine simply means truth. So everybody does have a doctrine, whether they want to admit it or not. They believe something about these issues that we're looking at. And I would think that you at least want to study and be informed before you formulate your opinion as what the Bible says on something. So you can't escape into just saying, I just have Jesus or I just love Jesus. Jesus did say we're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And actually, it's impossible to love God apart from knowing Him. John 17:3 says, this is eternal life, to know the true God and the one that He has sent. Also, Jesus said to that woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, He says, you worship what you don't know, but we as Jews, we know what we worship because salvation is from the Jews. So Jesus placed a premium on knowing the truth. It's the truth that's going to set someone free. I mean, you can't escape into saying, you know, I don't want to know doctrine, I just want to know Jesus. And actually, if you think about it, that is a doctrinal position, that I don't want to know doctrine. So it's kind of circular, but there's a couple passages I'd like to point out from the Scriptures. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, Paul says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to have a walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. And so here's an exhortation to walk worthy of the calling with which they have been called. Now, that calling is first described in Ephesians chapter 1, 2, and 3. So you can't live out the Christian life until you first understand what it is, and that's the doctrinal aspect. And the way Paul wrote most of his letters, he'd first lay a foundation for doctrine, and then he would apply how you practically live it out. And the bottom line is, if you have bad doctrine, you're going to have a bad lifestyle or a bad application of the truth. You have proper doctrine, proper lifestyle will form out of that. So they interrelate to each other. So we're not just studying doctrine to know something. We're studying doctrine to understand God in a better way, in a more accurate way, so that we could relate to Him more properly, as well as live according to God's ways. If you look at the book of Romans, he spends 11 chapters on doctrine. Then in chapter 12 through 16, he starts giving the practical application. And in chapter 12, verse 1, I think it clearly answers this question as to why doctrine is important. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And that word translated here in the New King James, reasonable, focuses on reason. It relates to our word logic. It's logical to present your bodies as a living sacrifice to God. But what's that based on? Well, the first 11 chapters are what he's just talked about. So you can't separate lifestyle and conduct from doctrine.
And it would be pretty illogical to sacrifice your body for something you don't know anything about.
Absolutely. Or you may sacrifice it, but for the wrong reasons. That's
right.
Why he says, by the mercies of God. And where do you learn the mercies? Well, the first 11 chapters goes over it very clearly. So it's extremely important. And then maybe just a couple other passages of Scripture that are absolutely important is Paul's teaching to Timothy in 1 and 2 Timothy. For example, in chapter 4, verse 13, he says, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Then also in 2 Timothy, especially the last two chapters, verse 3 and 4, it's filled with aspects about doctrine and it's important. One that's absolutely important for our day and age is where Paul says in 1 Timothy 4, verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they'll heap up for themselves teachers. That's why he says in verse 2, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. And I believe we're living in that day and age where people don't want to hear the truth. They want teachers that are going to tell them the things that they want to hear. And, well, obviously you could tell in my voice and you ask a question, I'm kind of going off here. Doctrine's extremely important
yeah.
to me because it's important in the scriptures, in the Word of God.
That's right. And really, the only thing that distinguishes true Christianity from some aberrant form of Christianity, whether it's Mormonism or the Jehovah's Witnesses, is doctrine.
Well, absolutely. You know, people make the cry, well, doctrine divides. And I say, amen, and I'm glad it does. My doctrine divides me from a Mormon, from a Jehovah's Witness, from any other cult. It's the truth that is going to divide. Now, I would agree that we can't get our doctrinal points so fine that we divide people in the body of Christ on non-essentials. Now, what we try and do here on Solid Ground is to look at a doctrine, present some of the other viewpoints, and analyze them. Not in the sense of saying, you know, you have to hold this position to be saved, but trying to look at which one is most reasonable and has the most support from Scripture.
And I would be willing to guess that that previous answer is what brought about our Calvary Chapel La Mirada Bible School of Ministry.
Yeah, that was definitely what was in the heart. But let me tell you how this school actually started. I was sitting at a pastor's conference at Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, and Wayne Taylor, just a blessed brother that's a pastor in Seattle, the Calvary, was speaking, and he talked about a school that he started. And he talked about taking steps of faith. And I had the desire to start a school in my heart, but I lacked the faith. And when he said that, that was like the Lord speaking to me. And so immediately after that conference, went back and began to pray and began to formulate a school. And then as soon as the new school year came along, we started a school. We advertised locally, and we offered classes on Saturday mornings. And I believe the number of people showed up that first week were 8 people, and 4 of them came on Harleys. So it was kind of an interesting start to the Bible School of Ministry. And we continued to labor on Saturdays and extended it to Saturdays and Tuesdays. And what the Lord's done from there is incredible. And I'd like to share a few of those things just to encourage the people of what taking a step of faith and what the Lord could do through that. Okay, as we sit here today, the Lord has greatly prospered the Bible Ministry School. We have our main campus in La Mirada, but also the Lord's graciously allowed us to open up some extension campuses. We've had extension campuses in Mexico, in Hungary, also in Van Nuys, California, also Visalia, California, and we are willing and open to go wherever the Lord would have us help start a Bible Ministry School. Also, along with that, a lot of outreach and ministry has grown out of the school. This last year in the summer, we did a crusade in Tijuana in a bull ring, and actually the whole thing was brought about from the students that are part of the school. They had the vision, and I remember they presented it to me, and it sounded like such a crazy idea that this must be from the Lord to do a crusade in a bull ring. And I just encouraged the brothers, say, well, step out and see what the Lord will do. And the Lord raised that outreach up as well. And then obviously the radio program has come out of the Bible Ministry School. Now we're able to offer correspondence classes, which a number of students are now taking the school that way. And so it started with, you know, that seed of desire in my heart, and that message from the pastor kind of inspired the faith. And from there, the Lord has just greatly prospered the school. And it's exciting to see that. And who knows what the Lord has for us in the future.
Well, I might just add myself that I had gotten to the point where I was about to close out my second year of studies at La Mirada, and I was feeling that the Lord wanted me to continue, and I felt like it was leading to a more in-depth study of certain books of the Bible, so I had a chance to go through them verse by verse, and it just so happened that the Lord put it on your heart and gave us a greater interest within the school that we could extend from a 2 to a 3 year course, which was a great blessing to me. And just one more evidence of how the Lord is blessed is you decided to teach Greek. And when you think about learning Greek, it really doesn't sound like it's going to garner a great group of people. But I remember the first night that we started, we didn't have enough tables and chairs. So the Lord has really touched this school and blessed it. And it's just incredible to watch the Lord work.
Yeah, it's been exciting to be a part of that. You may be listening and thinking, well, I don't have the time to go to Bible school. Well, we've designed the school with working adults in mind. And our classes are actually one day a week. And at this point, Keith, it might be better if you explain how you've been able to be involved in the Bible school as well as work full time.
I just happened to be in a position where I had a heart to learn more about the Word and learn more about what I believe, but I thought it was not possible. I couldn't just quit what I was doing. I just got married, and I have a job that I feel like the Lord has provided for me, and that I didn't believe He was calling me away from that. But I also wanted to just get some instruction, and I had spent time studying on my own, but I think that there's a value to being under someone else's leadership when you're studying, because there are certain areas that you may not be aware of or whatever. So I was yearning for this, but I didn't know that anything like Calvary Chapel La Mirada School existed. And I just happened to be listening to the radio one day, and the commercial came on, and I just felt like the Lord had opened up this great opportunity for me. And so I called, and I stepped out in faith, and there I was. And it was just a great blessing, because it is a perfect opportunity for a person who has a family and a job. And at that time, I had two jobs. And I had all of these other responsibilities, but there was this door of opportunity that opened up for me. So it was just a great blessing, and I have really come a long way in a short period of time to where I can look at a certain person's teaching, and I know what their theological perspective is just because I know the different issues.
The other thing that we've done with the schools, we've tried to keep the costs way down and make it affordable for people. And I would encourage you, because we have a heart for this, if your church would like to be an extension of the Bible Ministry School, get in contact with us and we will try and arrange that. Because all of our material is easily transferable into setting up a school.
That's true. And actually, I had the opportunity, the blessing to teach this year. And I found out firsthand how easy it is to present this information to students. It is truly easy to set up and teach from. As we close today, Pastor Brian, you might want to just share with the listeners what classes are available.
Actually, I have up to 3 years of study available. In the first year, we've designed to get people into doctrine, into the Word of God, and the classes for the first year, Christian Doctrine 1, Christian Doctrine 2, Old Testament and New Testament Survey, How to Study the Bible, the Book of Ephesians, End Times, as well as an apologetics class, Witnessing to the Cults. So if you need more information on that, we'd be more than glad to mail out a pamphlet to you, or all this is accessible on our website.
Well, that sounds great. And I would just like to say that if you like the first year, second year is great, and the third year is even better. It's just something that is a true blessing. So if you want more information about the school, if you'd like tapes from some of the subjects that we've dealt with in Solid Ground, or if you'd like to just call us and get more information about any questions that you have, give us a call at the number that you hear at the end of the show. Also, we have a great new website, www.calvarylm.org. So if you want to call us or check us out on the web,